This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. Around the clock and around the globe we go. Broadcasting now in our fifth year here at BPNRadio.com, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Here we are watching and praying, celebrating 51 years of the ministry. Remember, this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And also remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPN Radio, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So let's pray, America. Okay, we have a great program lined up today. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I trust that you're getting in the Christmas spirit here today. Wow, what is it? Yeah, not very much longer till Christmas, and seems kind of impossible. It's good to have today on the program a man that I've known for a long time, and he's one of my spiritual sons, James Parker, and he lives in Abilene, Texas, where he is an energy specialist for Abilene Christian University. He also hosts Revival Radio and Revival Minute on 106.9 in Abilene, Texas, and he leads a weekly men's Bible study in Abilene. He preaches every Sunday on BPN Radio and is a member of the Breakout Radio Church. James is also the leader of Noodle Baptist Church in Noodle, Texas, and Truby Church of Christ in Truby, Texas. And so happy that he's one of my spiritual sons. And James, welcome to BPN Radio on this Wednesday.
Good morning, Pastor Dale. Good morning, BPN Radio. It is it's a blessing to get to talk with you today. I'm excited.
Well, it's good to have you on. It's good to have you. Good to have you in my life now for almost 20 years. And
yes, sir.
Delighted that you know that God puts people together through divine appointments and divine connections, and every day I pray. In fact, Gene and I were praying this morning for divine appointments and divine connections. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and let all of our listening audience know that we're going to be having some Christmas songs being played today on the program, as well as Cheryl Ortiz, our National Prayer Coordinator, will be on, and we'll be praying for some special needs today. And, you know, I guess I have never heard of anybody leading a Baptist church and a Church of Christ. You preach at one on Sunday morning, the other one on Sunday night. And, you know, how did all that come to pass? Are you leading? I mean, you're a charismatic preacher leading a Baptist church and a Church of Christ in neighboring towns. I've never heard of anything like that. Tell us how that all came to pass.
Well, it was amazing. It was one Sunday morning, a little over a year ago. It would have been a year ago in September. And it was one of those times where, in my heart, I was just crying out to God, because I said, "Lord, I just don't know where I belong. I don't feel like I really belong anywhere, and I don't fit. And I feel awkward in a lot of places." And the Lord spoke to me really clearly. He said, "Drive to Anson, Texas. That's about 20 miles north of Abilene. Drive there. There's a man that I'd met a few times, Jay Ward, and he owns the Hay-to-Hoe restaurant there is to go to Jay Ward and ask him who you have to talk to preach in the Truby Church of Christ on Sunday nights. And it was such a powerful feeling in me. And you know, Pastor Dale, I had pretty much made up my mind I would never be in a pulpit again. You know that. I just wanted to mind my own business, drive a tractor and just mind my own business. But that feeling, that voice was so, it was irresistible.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was do one of these things or die. It was one of those things that when he spoke it to me, it was so sweet to my soul. I had to do it. Mm-hmm. I just had to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drove up there, and you may recall, you called me just before I got to the man's house, and you asked me what was going on, and I told you I was on my way to this meeting, and we prayed together. And when I walked in the house, before I had time to say anything, Doug Browning, one of the men of the church, all I'd had time to do was say hello, and he said, James, I need you to do me a favor. And I said, what's that? He said, I need you to preach in the Truby Church on Sunday nights. And he said, this is not a short-term thing. And, boy, the hair just stood up on my arms, and I said, that's exactly why I came. The Lord told me to come and ask who to talk to. And he said, well, you talk to me. Here's the key. And we just cried and prayed together, and it was amazing. And so that had been going on for about a year. And another little church, Noodle Baptist Church, just a few miles down the road, had sent somebody to ask me if I would come and preach there, that their pastor had moved away. And I had started to, you know how we do, sometimes somebody will ask us something and we want to get just super spiritual and say, well, I need to pray about it. And as soon as I started to pray, I felt like the Holy Spirit say, come on, really? We're going to have this discussion? You know exactly what you're supposed to do. And God has given me a heart for these small country churches. And so I started preaching there back in September. And that has turned into a permanent thing as well.
Well, that's amazing how the two could work together. I mean, do you prepare the same message on Sunday morning as you do Sunday night, or how does that work?
No, I listen to the Lord. There was one Sunday that I preached the same message in both congregations, but I hear the Lord saying different things to the two different congregations, so that's the message I bring. What the Lord speaks for that congregation on that day.
hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is so very, very important. Well, I have to say that a man that's been ordained in the Vineyard Association of Churches as a revivalist and a Spirit-filled pastor is leading a Baptist church and also a Church of Christ. It's amazing that the Church of Christ would allow you to minister or to lead their church. I mean, these are different days. Talk to me about what's happening.
Well, people are hungry for the truth. And these small country churches, Pastor Dale, they're dying. They're mm-hmm. going away.
Mm-hmm.
They have more need than they have finances in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so... preachers don't feel like maybe they could make a living, or some honestly are more, they think it's better to pastor a big church
mm-hmm.
than a small church, and
mm-hmm.
there are just a lot of different things going against the small churches. And I sat with a elder of a church just last night at prayer meeting, and we discussed something where he was talking about how hard it is being an elder in a small country church. He said, you know, it's a lot easier to just go to a bigger church and just sit in the pew and just take it all in, and you don't have to be a part of all that. And I mm-hmm. said, well, you know, the Lord didn't call us to what's easy. He called us to what's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I agree.
You know, that's a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's when you hear about these small towns that are drying up across America, even President Trump is recognizing and realizing what's happening to these small towns in America, and many of them, they need a pastor. There's a lot of people that want to preach in America, and they think, well, I don't have any place to preach. But there are probably thousands of small town churches, country churches across America that needs a pastor like yourself. And of course, you have the capability to pastor large churches, but the will of God's the bottom line. And I know you're doing it because the Holy Spirit has told you to do it. But it just reminds me of the open territory, the open doors that is now being made available to a lot of people that would like to pastor a church, whether they're old or they're young, or they are experienced or inexperienced. I believe there's some major doors open. Not only believe there are major doors opening, but I believe that something is changing in America. I believe that denominational walls are falling down, and I believe that people in America are looking for a pastor that really cares about them, that really loves them. I'm really concerned about the seeker-friendly churches, or the franchised churches, where they simply send somebody in to monitor the service, and that person may or may not have a love for that congregation, a love for the people. So I believe that things are rapidly changing, and I also concur what you said. I believe that a lot of Christians are really hungry today, and they don't care about the name on the door or what's going on or the history. They're hungry for God, and they're looking for a pastor, a church leader that will feed them. That's what Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs, and he also said, feed my sheep. So this could be going on in Truby, Texas, and Noodle, Texas.
Yes, it's a great blessing out there. And, you know, one of the things that I do see, because these two churches, there are people from the congregations that know one another. They know. Mm-hmm. They know I'm preaching at the Baptist church on Sunday morning. They know I'm preaching at the Church of Christ on Sunday night.
What are some of the comments? Any comments? Any feedback?
No. No, they love one another. They see one another, and they love one another. And, one of the some of the folks from the Baptist church are starting to show up at the Tuesday night prayer meeting at the Church of Christ. And we're one body. With many parts.
Yes, and, yes.
You know, the enemy has worked to divide our nation. Mm-hmm. But as the nation becomes more and more divided, as the worldly people become more and more divided, the church of Jesus Christ is becoming more and more united.
Yeah.
The church has always thrived when there's been opposition. And the greater the opposition, the greater the power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing today. And I don't think you're going to see nearly as much of it in real power necessarily, especially in the seeker-friendly churches. There's no power of the Holy Spirit in that stuff. Not what we need today. I mean, we've got major worship leaders in our nation that don't even know what the Bible says about the issues of the day. They don't know what the Bible says about homosexuality. They don't know what the Bible says about sin. They don't know about repentance. You know, that who is pastoring these people?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There is a dearth of the Word of God across our nation. But what mm-hmm. I'm seeing is people are starting to get together, and they just want to know the truth. Just tell me the truth.
Yeah.
That you can't eat junk food forever and be happy and healthy. They're looking for spiritual meat.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I believe you're right. These pulpits are opening up in these small towns. And now some of the men that I've been mentoring in our men's group on Monday night are going to start stepping into some pulpits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming this thing that who could have ever imagined?
Yeah.
Whatever you said it out loud, it kind of became this reality. As you do, as you're obedient to God, you don't necessarily worry about what it sounds like. You just do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody will say, this is what you're doing, and it kind of makes you laugh and smile and say, oh, yeah, I never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, James, can do it any way he wants to. You know, sometimes we think, is that really God? Is that really the way the Lord works? Is that what really the Holy Spirit is doing? And my response is, he can do it just any way he wants to. And when we get out from the norm, on the outside of the norm, we set ourselves up for a lot of criticism, maybe small talk behind our backs. You know, when Gene and I quit traveling and I started ministering behind a microphone doing a radio church, I mean, I'm sure there's probably one. I just haven't been able to find it because there's no new thing under the sun. But, you know, so many people said, what are you doing having a radio church? You're not traveling anymore. When are you coming back to our church? Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just following the Lord. That's what Peter said. I'm just following the Lord. And so, you know, whether it's on a radio church or behind a microphone in a studio, or it's leading a Baptist church on a Sunday morning, or a Church of Christ on a Sunday night, you know, just doing the will of God, just following the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And I think that so many, many men and women that have a real passion to do something for God, they're missing out because they think the only place that I can minister is in a normal church, hoping some pastor will invite me to come and speak. But there's so many open doors. I mean, I mentioned this in my sermon on Sunday morning, but several years ago I was invited to minister at a church in Southampton, England. The first church that Billy Graham preached at when he got off the boat in 1954 before he started his crusade in London, and I had the privilege of ministering there. And the pastor told me before the service, he said, you know, Dale, he said, we have been given 500 Methodist access to 500 Methodist churches that have been shut down across England. And now we're trying to find pastors and ministers who will go in, reopen those doors, and begin to minister to that community or that town or that area. And so we have the keys, we have access, and I believe the same thing is happening to America. You know, they're saying now that 5,000 churches have been closed in America this past year for the lack of a pastor, for the lack of a leader. So I believe there's open doors in America. Just like you have discovered, there's open doors, and I believe that, you know, the circuit, I guess they called them, what, the circuit rider and the Methodist church, was that what they called it? Circuit riders, and they would go from one church to another. Maybe one man would pastor or lead three or four different Methodist churches. But he probably didn't think that he could lead maybe a Methodist, a Baptist, a Church of Christ, or a Pentecostal. It's happening. If there's not enough laborers, men like yourself are just going to probably have to start maybe leading two or three churches, and they may not have the same sign on the door, on the wall. What say you?
Well, this is the thing, Pastor Dale. Everybody in the hearing of my voice right now, you're going to wear your life out for something.
Mm-hmm.
Your days are going to end. I stood by the casket of a friend of mine yesterday. I died at 79 years old, a godly man, a loving man, faithful man. He would speak of Jesus and just cry. And he went home to be with the Lord yesterday, and I stood next to that casket with his, oh gosh, would that be his great-grandson, I guess, young man, and as I stood with him, I looked over at that casket, and I said, young man, you know, he's a senior in high school. I said, one of these days, they're going to put you in one of those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to say about you?
Yeah.
You know, standing at a funeral is a great time to mm-hmm. realize what's most important.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is going to wear themselves out for something.
Yeah.
Wear yourself out for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wear yourself out. I don't want to come walking in before the King of Kings at the end of this life and my armor be all shiny and clean and have him look at me and say, you did realize there was a war going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to show up and have my armor so beat up I can't wait to get it off. And, you know, like I said, you're going to wear your life out for something. As I read about the John Wesleys and Gideon Owsley's and people like that who gave their entire life because they knew the kingdom of heaven is the most important thing of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy in our culture because we've been given so much. Mm-hmm. We have so many material things that fight for our time, and you know, you're not going to live on this world forever.
No.
And there are people around you. There are people who need you. They need the men and women of God to step up, to lay down their lives. Jesus said, no greater love has any man than this, that he would lay down his life for a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to have a drop left in my tank when this life is over. I want to run it till it completely runs out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's over, then it'll be over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll stand before the Lord, and so will you, and so will all those who hear these words. And you know, I work a full-time job. It's more than a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you had asked me, I remember when I took the job that I'm in right now, and I remember thinking, well, how is this going to affect the ministry? How am I going to be able to do anything? And since I took this job, I've been given three more ministries to do. and I am overwhelmed because God has made a way that I can do these things, that I can serve him and serve mm-hmm. his people this way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no greater reward in this world. And I want the listeners to hear me right now, that these little churches that are closing their doors is an indictment against every silent preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody who says they're too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I say you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You're listening right now and you've had a burning in your heart. I'm telling you, you can do this.
Yeah.
Take no out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Make a commitment to the Lord right now to say, Lord, if you bring me the opportunity, I will say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then stand by that no matter how scared you are, because I know I've been scared every single time I've said yes.
Yeah.
When the radio program for 106.9, when that came up, I remember calling you. I did not want to do it. And you told me, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked for another Christian brother that might tell me not to do it. And he told me, do it. And I called another Christian brother, and he told me, do it. I called you, I called Dan Lane, and I called Eugene Bullard.
Yeah.
And y'all all told me, do it. And
yeah.
So against my fears, I did it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And from that, all these other things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage the listeners today.
Yeah.
You've got to hear me.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is calling. And the workers, they're few. The harvest field is white. It's
yes,
ripe.
Sir.
It's ready.
Yeah.
It's ready. People want the truth. They're seeing this sugar-coated, homogenized, and I'm just going to say it the way I say it. You know, Pastor Dale, it is not the gospel. It is not setting free. It's not setting people free from sin. It's validating their sin.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord has come to set us free from sin, too many people are preaching a false gospel that makes them comfortable in their sin, mm-hmm. telling them the very thing that's destroying their life is okay with God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if God had suddenly became okay with sin, why did he kill his son for it?
Mm-hmm.
God did not give his son to pay the full price for sin so that he could suddenly become all right with it. From the days of the prophets, the word was repent.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist came preaching repent. Jesus came back from 40 days in the wilderness preaching repent.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his disciples out preaching repent. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached repent. Paul went out preaching repent.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the book of Revelation, the first three chapters, he's addressing churches, and to almost every one of those, he says repent.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the last words of Jesus, repent from coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somehow in 2018, we think we have a better message. It's the same message, and people know it in their spirits,
mm-hmm.
and they want to be told, and they want to mm-hmm. be led in repentance.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to confess. It's another thing altogether to repent.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that confession without repentance is nothing but bragging about your sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as we go to these people, and we bring them the truth, lives are being changed, Pastor Dale.
Yeah.
People are being set free. The yoke of bondage is being broken off of them, and they've taken on that yoke of righteousness, the yoke of Jesus. And it is easy, and it is light.
Mm-hmm.
And the liberty then that they feel when they first got told, God didn't tell you, he didn't send Jesus so you could be free to sin. He sent Jesus so you could be free from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we would never sin, not that we're going to be the absolute perfect. No, that'll happen when we step over into heaven. But between here and there, the liberty from sin that we live in brings glory to God, because the world doesn't have that. They have the freedom to sin.
Mm-hmm.
They got that part nailed down.
Yeah.
They need to see people that are free from sin.
I agree. I agree with you, James. And you know, Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, you know, in the last days that people would search out those with itching ears would search out those that would soothe them in whatever they're doing. Of course, they hide behind grace, and we all believe in grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God.
Amen.
The songwriter said amazing grace, but they hide, you know, they've taken grace to an extreme, they hide behind that, and people, you know, people are becoming bored in church because of a lack of truth that is being preached. I'm not casting aspersions on all pastors, all churches, because I know that I'm not just grouping everybody together, but so many, many pastors have quit speaking about truth, about freedom, about what I would call a habitat for holiness. One of my spiritual grandsons is writing a book called A Habitat for Holiness. I've just done an endorsement for that. He's a millennial and one of the top 10 graduating students at Oklahoma State University in his class. But he says we need a habitat for holiness. God has provided that. And I just believe, I agree with you, there must be purity. And so many pastors have ceased to declare the difference between holiness or ungodliness, righteousness or unrighteousness, and we know that that is a scriptural thing. And so I believe that people are hungry for that truth. You know, I was wondering when Robert Jeffress went to pastor the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and I began to hear some of his messages, how he was just speaking out boldly about sin and about righteousness and telling the people the difference between right and wrong. And I thought, how long is he going to last at the First Baptist Church in downtown Dallas? But I'm telling you, the church has grown, expanded, and of course, God has given Robert Jeffress favor with the President of the United States, with Fox News Network. So I believe that people, even a Baptist church in Truby, Texas, and a Church of Christ in Noodle, Texas, are looking for the truth. And it's not a matter of doctrinal differences, is it? Because I know that there's a lot of doctrinal differences between the charismatic, the Pentecostal, the Baptist, and the Church of Christ. But evidently, y'all have not gotten hung up on doctrinal differences.
No. You know, there is nothing as wonderful as seeing the light come on in somebody who's never really heard about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They've never really heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And to be standing there with somebody, you know, even somebody like me, who can tell them, you know, this is not something you should run away from. This is not something to be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that died with the last of the original apostles. I mean, the devil couldn't have made up a better lie.
Right.
Than to tell you that those gifts weren't available to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wants the church to be powerless.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to believe that medication's always the answer. No, man, sometimes that person's got a demon.
Yeah.
And God has given you some authority in there. I've sat in a room with a woman full of demons, and all I knew to do, because the enemy had told me that night, I'm killing you tonight. As I stood at that door getting ready to go in, I was shaking. And he said, tonight you die.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think of was, well, I'm going to die with the Word of God in my hand, so let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the house, and this woman, Pastor Dale, and I haven't told this story to very many people. There was blood on the floor. She had cut herself. She was speaking in a voice that was not her own.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in that floor. I didn't know what else to do. And I just sat in the floor and just started reading the gospel out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a window in the house, in the back of the house, just slams open. And I don't know what happened, except that the darkness fled from that house. And these are the things, the power of the Holy Spirit, because he spoke to me. And then, you know, because I was able to pray in power.
Mm-hmm.
And confront that. But I mean, that's just one story. But when I speak to these people about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking something that I read about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that lives in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. And there are people out there that you can always tell when somebody knows from experience what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between somebody with book knowledge. You can study the scripture all you want to, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's important you do. But you could memorize the whole Bible and not be any smarter about it than the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the word.
Sure he does.
But there is a power of the Holy Ghost that the door opened on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
And that door is still open today.
Uh-huh.
But so many people have been scared away because they've seen the counterfeit. But the wonderful thing about counterfeit is evidence that there's real currency.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was no counterfeit, if there was no real currency, there'd be no need for counterfeit. The devil wouldn't need counterfeit. So that the actual counterfeit that we see is proof that the real currency mm-hmm. of the power of the Holy Spirit exists today.
Mm-hmm. James, I concur, I agree, and I believe that we are on the precipice of the greatest revival, the greatest awakening. We've had two other awakenings. We're on the precipice of the greatest awakening that America's ever known, and people are going to begin to lay aside their doctrinal differences, and they're going to search out for the truth. The Holy Spirit is going to be evident. He's going to fill every hungry heart, every hungry soul. And we're going to experience incredible manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that that no names are going to join you, myself, and others to go and declare the word in churches, in conference centers, in stadiums, on basketball courts, in apartment buildings and houses, on street corners and open fields, hallelujah, wherever it may be.
Amen.
And hungry people are going to come, and they're not going to care if the speaker is Catholic or Assemblies of God or Pentecostal Holiness or Church of Christ or Southern Baptist or Independent Baptist or Nazarene or whatever it may be. There's just going to be a hunger, I believe, that is developing in America now, and hungry hearts are going to come, and they're going to come from every direction, and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to be evident, and people, men and women of God like yourself, that have a message, are going to begin to declare that message. So I know that you're ministering, you're leading a church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, then you're also leading a prayer group on Monday night. And I've said many times it's easier to do three things than one thing. I believe that you're going to set a precedent. I believe that you're going to set a rhythm that there's going to be pastors out there that will no longer just be leading one church, but they'll be leading several congregations. They'll not only be ministering on church buildings, will not only have services on Sunday, they'll have church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's what I do at Breakout Radio Church. We do have church on Sunday, but we also broadcast our service, have church every day of the week. I believe that's what's going to begin to happen. I even prophesied to one church in Oklahoma City that began to have midnight church, where people that that are hungry, they're desperate, or they're lonely, or whatever, they begin to go to church at midnight. So unusual things are happening. An example of what's happening is that is in Truby, Texas, and Noodle, Texas. I'm sure that most people have never heard of Truby and Noodle. But,
but I'll tell you what, we have.
Yeah, you have. And you're doing a good work. Don't come off the wall. James, how can people, I'm going to have you to pray in just a moment, but how can people get in contact with you? How can they reach you? Do you have any ways of people reaching out to you? Because they're hearing what you're saying, and they'd like to hear more.
I have a website, jamesfparker.net, so you can always reach me there. But then we've also got a Facebook page, Red Dirt Revivalist, on Facebook. And we've kind of been on a hiatus from loading new sermons on there recently. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of them. So if you go to that Red Dirt Revivalist, you like and follow that page, you can go from there and it'll lead you to a YouTube page that has quite a few sermons on it, audio sermons that you can listen to.
Red Dirt Revival. What does that mean? What does Red Dirt Revival mean?
Revivalist.
Red Dirt Revivalist. What does that mean?
Well, years ago, and you'll remember, you were down in Baytown with Brother Todd Mooring and the family down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had come out. I was still in Nevada at the time, and I had come out for that conference that you were doing. And I'd gone back to the hotel room after one of the sessions, and the Lord spoke to me as I was praying, Red Dirt Revival. And like I said, I was still living in Nevada back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I came to you. I knew what it meant. But there's always that something in you that you want some confirmation from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came to you and I asked you, what does it mean, Pastor Dale? And you said, Google it. And so I Googled it. I found it. A furniture store out in California, so I got a hold of them, but they didn't want to talk to me, so it had nothing to do with them. But the Lord had told me there's going to be a revival in the red dirt country of America.
Wow!
And I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't care what it takes. I don't want to miss this. I got to see this with my eyes, even if you don't use me. I just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I had, whenever I said whatever it takes, I had no idea whatever it takes was going to be so stern, but it was good for me. And so 3.5 years ago, I moved out here to Texas. And again, I was just going to ride my tractor, mind my own business. And when the Supreme Court ruled on same-sex marriage 3.5 years ago, I got in a conversation with some students here at Abilene Christian University on the campus, and I opened up to Romans chapter 1, and I told them, I said, judgment has come to this nation. It's here. And unless there's repentance, it's going to get bad. And because according to Romans chapter 1, these aren't the things that bring judgment. This is a sign of judgment. This is a sign of God turning a people's heart over to their sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so as I reveal these to these young men, they asked me if I would lead a Bible study at their house, and that was the beginning. So, yeah, that's kind of the long story of Red Dirt Revival, but that's, and I've hung on to that word because sometimes the Lord will just give you a phrase, and you just hang on to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that red dirt signifies out-of-the-way places, not just concrete streets and concrete walls and concrete buildings, but I believe it's out-of-the-way places where God is going to call people to minister in country churches or put up tents. I know that we've been broadcasting revival services on VPN Radio, the 30-week revival that went on in Tennessee with D.R. Harrison. He's only been preaching for 2 years, but he went out there in the red dirt and put up the tent, and people began to come. These are different days, and I believe that God has put a message in a lot of people they may never even preach before. I don't know. But I believe that something is stirring, and I definitely want to be a part of it. And I believe one of the major ways that I'll be a part of it is through BPN Radio, is holding the microphone for you and a lot of other ministers, including 11th hour workers that are coming out. And I'll just have them on the radio saying, tell me about what's going on, what's happening, what the Holy Spirit is doing. And, well, I guess we could talk for hours. I'm going to play a song by my friend Martin Smith, who provided Gene and I a little cottage to live in years ago. He's going to sing a song about the Holy Spirit. But I want you to pray first of all. James Parker, I'm glad to have you on today, and I believe that people are being stirred up to do the will of God, young and old. Amen. I mean, you minister to students, the millennials, on the campus of Abilene Christian University. And then you're ministering to the middle age and older people in other towns. And so I believe that the Abraham generation, the Jacob generation, the Isaac and the Jacob generation, I believe those three generations are coming together. The Bible said that Abraham dwelt with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him, and the same promise. And I believe that three generations are going to come together. And I believe that a lot of people are going to lead three different congregations, and I believe that God is going to bring a third as a result. I feel the Holy Ghost when I'm saying this. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to bring about, as a result, the third spiritual awakening in America. And I want to be a part of it. I don't want anything to happen that I'm not a part of. And as long as I can hold the microphone and broadcast across America and around the world on BPN Radio, I want to do that. So, James, I'm proud of my spiritual son. You're a wonderful spiritual son. You've been through fire. I mean, you lost your one of your sons in an automobile accident. You lost your wife. You lost your church. And, you know, some people say you lost your reputation. You just lost it all. But here you are with a comeback, and you are an encouragement to people that seemingly have lost it all. And you lost your house. You just seemingly lost it all. You lost your city.
I did.
And you just lost it all, and you wanted to come to Abilene and just drive a tractor out and mow grass, which you did for a while. But while you were out there, the Holy Ghost was stirring you up, just as he is a lot of people that are listening to this program right now. So, James, I won't start preaching, even though I feel the Holy Ghost. You pray, and then I'm going to play a song about the Holy Spirit. Delighted to have you on today. And I want to remind everybody this program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock Central Time on bpnradio.com. Okay, James, you pray.
Yes, sir. Father God, Lord God, you are the creator of all things. Lord, you have made us. God, your word says that we are fearfully and wonderfully created. And Lord, many times we are fearful. And God, we're not afraid because we don't believe in you. Lord, we're just afraid. Because we're still in this skin. There's still something in us, Lord, that fights against our faith. But, Lord, you have overcome our fears. You overcome us, Lord. I pray for those that are listening today, God, that they would be overcome. That their fears would be overcome by your presence, God. That, Father, they would hear that voice in their soul, and you would become just irresistible to them, Lord. That they wouldn't be able to resist you, not out of fear, but out of gratitude and passion and love and desire and hope. That God, you would rekindle the dreams in some of these people, Lord, that here right now, Lord, and everything's falling apart, and they've ruined their reputation, and they've ruined everything in their life, and things have been taken away from them, and things have been broken, and they feel like they barely have a stick to hold on to anymore. But Lord, many times you bring us to a place of nothing. Without death, there can be no resurrection. Lest a seed, lest a grain of wheat fall to the ground and die, it can bear no fruit. Oh, Father, for those who feel like they've just died, God, may they rejoice. For the fruit will come forth. The harvest will be great. God, speak to them and encourage them again. And Father, peel away any dry or dead religion from every one of us, God. But Father, we not become stuck in something that's just not important. And I pray, God, you raise up a generation of men and women. And when I say generation, Lord, you know I mean the generation that walks the earth today, all ages. But you raise up men and women, Lord, who will wear themselves out for the kingdom and leave nothing in the tank. That, God, you be given the glory for all of it, Lord. And when we stand before you, we will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Lord, we treasure you. We love you. God, nothing compares to you. And we just worship you today, God. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, James Parker, and I want everybody to contact you. And you can just go to James Parker.
James F. Parker.
James F. Parker.
.net.
JamesFParker.net. James, I love you. Thanks for being on today. Let's continue
I
on.
Love you, Pastor Dan.
Exciting things are happening. God bless.
Your church on fire again. Father God, you will be done. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Hey, it's Ian and Allison Kieber from Austin, Texas, where we just want to wish all of you at BPN Radio, all of the listeners, all of the participants, all those that have contributed so much to BPN Radio, a very merry, merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a wonderful time of year with you and your families. We encourage you to be safe, to love God with all of your heart, and to continue listening to BPN Radio. Thanks so much.
Hello, this is Alena Kuchurka from BPN Radio. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from a little country in Europe, Moldova.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time here on BPNRadio.com. And we are a prayer station, and we are one of the few full-time internet prayer stations across America. Thank you very, very much for those of you that have been supporting BPN Radio this year. And we just want to say Merry Christmas and thank you for your faithful support and contributions. Speaking of prayer, it's good to have our National Prayer Coordinator Cheryl Ortiz on with us today. I used to say Cheryl Ortiz from Oklahoma, but she's now moved to Texas. I guess she saw the light. Hey, Cheryl, good to have you on today. God bless you.
God bless you. It's good to be here. Good to be here from Texas now.
Yeah, you're even sounding more like the Texan. We have a special accent here that we like to brag about. Even though both of us grew up in Oklahoma, we're in Texas. And grateful to have you on today. And we have some things to pray about, because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And here on BPNRadio.com, we give our listeners an opportunity to set themselves in agreement with us, because we know that two is better than one, three is better than two, and we know that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000, four a million, 10 a trillion. We are a force in the earth when we agree in prayer. So I know that you have some prayer requests. I have a few prayer requests, but any of those that you may have, I'll turn the microphone over to you, and we will set ourselves in agreement concerning some prayer requests that you have today at the prayer center there. And we're thankful that you're serving as our National Prayer Coordinator, and we appreciate those that are part of our national prayer team that you send out your prayer request. And before you pray, how can people send in their prayer request?
They can send a direct email to bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. It's bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. And as of right now, we do still have the same number for our prayer line. Mm-hmm. They can call and leave a message, and that number is 918-865-4305. And we get those requests and pray over them and send them to our national prayer team, and we have prayer team members all across the country.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're grateful and thankful that we can we can broadcast prayer here, and everything on BPN Radio revolves around prayer. Even when we have interviews and the people that we interview and share a microphone with, and they, of course, pray concerning certain situations. I'm going to play some worship music, and whatever you want to pray about, you go for it.
Thank you. Father, we just come to you and bring glory and honor unto your name. Thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. Lord, each day that we awake with breath in our lungs is a gift from you. And I pray, God, that you help us to give that gift back to you, that we are mindful, Lord, of the needs around us, and that you help us, Lord, to focus outwardly to those around us, God, that we can share the love of Jesus, that we can speak hope and life and encouragement to others around us, Lord. And I just pray that we continue to let our light shine even brighter and brighter. Lord, we have so many needs today, Father. I just pray that that as we lay these needs at your feet, Father, we come to you in faith, knowing that you are hearing us, and that when we pray your will, that you hear and you answer. And so, Father, today I lift up little Bryce, 9 years old, God, who's been dealing with these terrible headaches, and he's having blood work done. And God, we just call for a good report in the name of Jesus, that there is nothing out of order, but this will be something minor that can be fixed and repaired. And we just pray relief from these headaches for him. God, that you would touch him and keep your hand upon him and bring supernatural healing to his body. I pray, Lord, for Pam's family. Father, that there is unity in this family, and the division and the dissension that the enemy is trying to bring, Lord, would be stopped. And there would be unity, that you would go before them and would bring, Lord, a peace to this family unit in the name of Jesus. And Father, I continue to lift up Karen to you, who is dealing with unexplained pain in her body. Father, we just ask that you continue to touch her and relieve her of that pain, that it stops and it does not return. Go to the very root cause of that pain and bring healing to her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for Jalen, who is continually dealing with his healing after this car accident a couple of months ago. And we just pray, Lord, for complete healing in his body. And God, that you would even restore the use of his legs and the feeling in his legs in the name of Jesus, that you would raise him up, Lord, as he was so active in sports and school, that you would touch him and bring healing. And I thank you, Father, for the testimony that has come out of this situation. And Lord, for those who are giving you glory in the midst of this tragedy, Father, but he is excelling because you are touching him, and we give you the glory for that. We pray continued quick healing for Linda, that you would bring complete healing to her body, and thank you for what you have been doing in her body. And I pray, Lord, for Morgan, who had her purse stolen last night, and she lost cash and that she was going to use for Christmas. God, I just pray that you touch her and give her peace, and that you restore what the enemy has stolen from yes. her, and that you would just restore sevenfold in the name of Jesus, that she would receive back what the enemy has taken, and that you would give her peace in her heart. And Lord, I pray for those who have been wronged today, those who are dealing with offenses, who have been treated unfairly and unkindly. And I ask you, Lord, to help them to find a place in their heart for forgiveness, that they can walk away from those who have wronged them and those wrong deeds, Lord, and they will turn away from those things and forgive. And I just ask you, God, to help them to find that peace in their heart, that Lord, life is unfair sometimes, but you are our judge and you bring justice, and we look to you for that. And I pray peace upon their hearts. Lord, I pray for those who are grieving during this holiday season, mm-hmm. that you bring supernatural peace to their hearts.
Yes.
Lord, that you lift their spirits and help them each and every day to find joy in the midst of this holiday season. Help them to find something to be thankful for, yes. and to find joy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for this time of year. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for his birth. Thank you that he came to this earth, Lord, to bring us life and hope. And Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise. And thank you for the opportunity to pray. Thank you that we can come into your presence, Lord, yes. and we can lay our needs at your feet.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that you are reachable. We can come into your presence, and we can touch you, Lord. And we thank you for that you are always willing to lend a listening ear.
Yes.
You're always willing to take the time to spend with us, your children. And I pray, Lord, that we focus more on that, and we take more time to be with you. We take more time to sit in your presence and to listen to what you want to share with what's on your heart. And I thank you, Father, for all that you do for us each and every day. And I pray, Lord, that you help us to give back to you in greater measure. And we just give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Yes, amen. Cheryl, I set myself in agreement with you concerning these special prayer requests, these special needs, and I want to add to our prayer list today my pastor, Bob Nichols, who has he's been suffering from a wound on the back part of his foot and leg that is not healing. We speak healing over Pastor Bob Nichols. Pastor Bob Schaefer is now recovering from his 10th back surgery. God, we pray today for Pastor Bob Schaefer recovering in at Oklahoma City Hospital. We pray for today for these. We also pray for Gary Pack, who's been in an Albuquerque hospital and rehab center over a month now. We ask God that you minister to Gary Pack. And Cheryl, you mentioned our Gene and I's personal assistant, Linda Meeks, who is recovering from a surgery following a colonoscopy that she had last week. She's recovering. And we set ourselves in agreement for every need that is represented today. Yes. We believe in the power of prayer, Cheryl. We believe in the power of prayer.
Oh. And amen.
And we're so very, very thankful to have you leading our Breakout Prayer Network national team. And we're going to keep praying because we know that we're making a difference, right?
Absolutely. Not. I don't have any plans of stopping anytime soon.
That is right. We are making a difference. So thank you for being on today. God bless you. We'll keep praying.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Would you like to preach every Sunday on a worldwide internet radio station? Or would you like to help support someone? Contact Rick Gentry at 214-918-8707. That's 214-918-8707.
You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would touch and heal a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm?
Delvin. And we're wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. Ruth and I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope your family's blessed during this season. And we would like to thank everybody, our entire team here at BPNRadio.com, Dell and Gene Gentry, everybody that's worked so hard to make this radio station great. And I want to just say Merry Christmas to you and your family. Sure appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Brayton from the Great Northwest. We live in a little town, a bedroom community called Gig Harbor, Washington. Wonderful place to live, but we wanted to just wish BPN Radio, who we listen to on a regular basis, a very Merry Christmas. What a wonderful thing they do for us as people out here in the field. What a blessing that station has been to us. We just want to wish them a Merry Christmas, and thank you so much, and God bless you.
This is Gina Engel with GNV Services out of Rockwall, Texas. My company and I are proud supporters of BPM Radio. We would like to take this time to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
This is Joe Raglin calling from Angleton, Texas, and calling out to all the BPN Radio listeners and throughout the world, in the United States, wishing you a happy New Year already and a great Christmas. Pray that during the holidays you're able to express yourself to others how important the life of Christ came to the earth for all mankind. So share the message, love people, and care about people each and every day during this time especially. Love you all.
This is Gerald Chavez wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas from our entire BPN Radio team. Thank you for all of your support this year, and enjoy your time with family and friends. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is Cheryl Ortiz, the National Prayer Coordinator for BPN Radio, coming to you from Texas. We are so pleased to be able to open ourselves to prayer and so honored to be able to pray for each and every one of you. I'd like to wish you from my family a very Merry Christmas and a most blessed New Year, and know that we're always praying for you.
This is Rhonda.
And this is Delvin. And we're wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
It's good to have you listening on BPN Radio here on the Wednesday Watch. Dale Gentry, so delighted to have you here. And we are praying together. And we have some special programming all month long here on BPNRadio.com. So stay tuned to BPNRadio.com. And we're so delighted that you are listening today to this Wednesday Watch. And we will be, of course, rebroadcasting 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's a wonderful season. It's a wonderful Christmas season. And we are just absolutely delighted to have you a part of what God is doing here on BPNRadio.com. And thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're grateful. God bless you.
Would you pray about sponsoring a young preacher on Preaching Sunday? You can make a difference by supporting this ministry by going to bpnradio.com and clicking on the donate button. Contact Rick Gentry at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. Thank you for your continued support and sponsorship.
Good morning. This is Linda Meeks, and I'm from Roswell, New Mexico, and I am personal assistant to Dale Gentry, and I just wanted to wish everyone that is listening to BPN Radio a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you.
Hi, friends. This is Tony and Kathy Miller from Oklahoma City. We'd like to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas. We're grateful to be supporters of bpnradio.com, Dale and Gene Gentry. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much there, Tony Miller, and all of you that are listening today here on bpnradio.com. Just bringing you some Christmas greetings from some of our friends and our sponsors and our supporters. We're very, very thankful and grateful for all of you that have been helping us call America to pray here on bpnradio.com. We are very, very thankful and very, very grateful. And we'd like to take this opportunity to recognize some churches and ministries and businesses that have been so faithful helping us bpnradio.com. We just want to say thank you so very, very much. We are so very, very grateful, and we are so very, very thankful. If you would like to be a part of bpnradio.com and supporting us on a monthly basis, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, your credit card, your debit card, and or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Remember, if you want to donate, go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card. I want to give a shout out to some of the businesses that have been supporting BPN Radio this year. Tri-County Equipment in Kearney, Oklahoma. Alan and Carolyn LeGrand. Ken and Sue Brayton at Best Western Wesley Inn and Suites in Gig Harbor, Washington. And well, if you'd like to have a beautiful place to get away, Gig Harbor, Washington is beautiful, and you can reserve a room there or a suite there at Best Western Wesley Inn. in Gig Harbor, Ken and Sue Brayton. Andy and Karen Edwards is Houston, Texas, independent AdvoCare distributors and proud sponsors of BPNRadio.com. And we're so very, very thankful for all of our sponsors, Jim and Debbie Wagey, and their McDonald's stores in the Kansas City, Missouri area, including Platte City, Marysville, Smithville, and other locations in the Kansas City area. Steve and Gina Engel, G&B Services in Dallas, Texas. We appreciate them. Cindy Raby and Cindy Raby Interiors in Oklahoma City. Doug Ahart and Solid Business Solutions in Houston and Austin, Texas. Also want to appreciate, we want to say a big thank you to the supporting churches that have been supporting BPN Radio this past year. Abundant Life Fellowship, Liberal Kansas, Pastor Ollie Kinzer, The Gate in Oklahoma City, Bishop Tony Miller, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Pastor Lawrence Neeson, Cathedral of Austin Cathedral, Pastor Bill Hart, Austin, Texas, Gateway Church, Roswell, New Mexico, Pastor Rick Rapp, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, Pastors Todd and Cindy Mooring and Callie Hargraves, Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina, Pastors Bill and Jenny Michaels, Generation Church, Sugarland, Texas, Pastor Easy and Lena Jones, Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, Pastor Matt Baker, Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana, Pastor David and Yvonne Remedios. And speaking of Pastor David and Yvonne Remedios, I just want to let you know that they will be leading corporate prayer at 12 noon today on BPNRadio.com. From Forest Hill, Louisiana, Trinity Christian Center. I was just there just a few weeks ago helping open, dedicate that brand new church there just outside of Alexandria, Louisiana. That's at noon today, 1 o'clock. Callie Hargraves, 1 and 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Delvin Kinzer is going to be next with the news, our award-winning news director. And we're very, very thankful for Delvin. And we also want to let you know that Roy Beard will be on at 11:55 today, and that is a word from the wall. And we want to pray for Roy and his wife, Dr. Bonnie Beard, and she's been diagnosed with cancer several months ago, and it's been a tough past several days. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for Dr. Bonnie Beard, healing for her and also healing for Roy Beard. In Jesus' name, we ask God that you minister to these special needs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. We also want to thank Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas, Pastor Dave Rogers, another one of the supporting churches here on BPNRadio.com. Gina and I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday season as you have time, as you take time to be with your family and friends. What a wonderful season of the year. We encourage you to keep listening to BPNRadio.com, if you will, throughout this holiday season. We'll have special Christmas music, greetings from a lot of our friends at BPNRadio.com. I do want to say, from all of our team here at the Breakout Prayer Network at BPNRadio.com, I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. And I also want to thank our entire team for working together, including Gene Gentry, Linda Meeks, our station manager, Ruth Gentry. Want to thank Michael Schoenborn, our chief engineer and producer, Cheryl Ortiz, Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, Aliona Pachuca, who is editor of the program, Brittany Greenlee, our Night Watch host. Want to thank Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, Ian Allison Kieber. I want to thank all of our team, including Darla Gentry, Jean Sally Massey, Rick Gentry, Joe Raglan, Brian and Kristen Ming, Roy Beard, Ron Lester, Dr. Ron Lester, that is, and Kelly Hargraves, Evelyn Gastelum, Pastor Bob Nichols, Pastor Tom Peters, all of our team at bpnradio.com. We are so very, very thankful and grateful for all of your support and your listenership, and we encourage you that throughout the Christmas holidays that you keep your dial tuned to bpnradio.com. We love you and appreciate you, and from bpnradio.com and all of our team here, just continue to have a wonderful Christmas holiday. We love and appreciate you, and stay tuned to bpnradio.com. Blessings. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. As you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form, and if the stars were made to worship, so alive, I can see your heart in signal fire grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain.
chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride.
Whenever it rains, reminds me of the day when you left me, didn't say goodbye. I was young, you broke my heart. I learned to dance with pain and how to pray. How to hope. Still I wondered where you were. Did you care and cry with me when it rained? I forgive you. I forgive. It's a heavy crown, but I can't lay it down till I give it, till I let it go. The river that feeds the ocean, that drowns my sin, and I am free. I'm free. I forgive you. I forgive. When I am a long night,
like a whisper, breaking the silence. You say there's a treasure, and you look till you find it. You search to find me.
Glory to his name. Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain, so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name.
I'll try and find the strength. Every blessing I turn back to